Lord, what is this world coming to? What people need today is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yeah, well, can people handle the truth, though?
I believe they can, in the situation room.
Welcome to the Situation Room, the program that applies God's word to our present situation. We take the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth of God's word, and apply it to our daily life. Because at the end of the day, what really matters is not what I say or what somebody else say, but what does the word of God say? And I ask that you take everything that you hear me say or somebody else say on this program and you check it out with the word of God. Because if I or anyone try to put something on your spiritual plate that don't line up with the scriptures, well, just put that in your spiritual garbage disposal. Because all you want on your spiritual plate is the truth that's found in the word of God. And we don't have to be afraid to tell the truth. Because God is on our side. We don't have to be afraid to stand up for the truth. Because God is on our side. We don't have to bag up or shed up. But we can stand up and speak up for the Lord Jesus Christ. Because when you're getting the truth out the word of God, then God is indeed on your side. Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to the Situation Room. It is indeed a plumb pleasure to have you this morning in the Situation Room. After all, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We're excited and delighted to have you this morning in the Situation Room. We hope and pray things are going well in your neck of the woods. This morning we have a wonderful program. Today is the day that we focus in on our hot topic. Oh yeah, we got to focus in on a hot topic again. You know, we've been having these storms. We've been having these storms like Harvey, Hurricane Harvey hit Houston a couple of weeks ago. Then the other week it was the hurricane that hit Florida. And you know, during the time we had the hurricane, everybody came together, looked like was pitching in and was helping one another. But now folks done went back to talking again about these monuments. They done went right back to talking about these monuments. And but you know, there's a division in the black community. You know, most people think that just all black people are for taking down the monuments. No, you're going to find out today that a lot of the black leaders are speaking out against taking down these monuments. But I want you to hear it for yourself. Now, I want you to see the division. First of all, I want you to hear one comment that's for taking down the monument. I want you to hear one comment that's taken down the monument. And this is Al Sharpton, Reverend Al Sharpton. You know, he used to have a news show on MSNBC. He no longer have that. I think he still got his radio show still going on. But he was on Charlotte Rose's show. And Charlotte Rose asked him about the Jefferson Memorial. What about taking that down? You know, Donald Trump, President Trump, made mention of that a few weeks ago, right after that incident in Charlottesville. He says, you know, where are we going with this? Are we going to take down, you know, the Jefferson Memorial? What about that? Because Thomas Jefferson owned slaves. And then a lot of people say, now Donald Trump just being crazy now. He's just being so crazy. Ain't nobody going to think about taking down no Jefferson Memorial. And he asked about, you know, what about the, George Washington? Because we got a lot of monuments of George Washington. Are we going to take them down? Everybody was, you know, on Twitter and what have you. They was on YouTube and the other thing. They was talking about how crazy Donald Trump is about thinking like that. Ain't nobody going to be thinking about taking down the Jefferson Memorial, taking down no Washington Memorial. But ladies and gentlemen, you're going to hear right today, one of our black leaders, one of our reverends, he's here on the Charlie Rose program, Reverend Al Sharpton. He talks about we need to stop the funding of the Jefferson Memorial. In other words, we need to take it down. But I want to get out of the way and let you hear it for yourself.
He mentioned Thomas Jefferson. He wrote a biography of Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson had slaves.
Yeah, I read it. Had slaves and children with the slaves.
Exactly.
And it does
so
matter.
So should they take down the
Jefferson Memorial? I think that people need to understand when people that were enslaved and robbed of even the right to marry and had forced sex with their slave masters. This is personal to us. My great-grandfather was a slave in South Carolina owned by the family that ended up, Strom Thurmond was one of them, of a newspaper discovered it. So this is personal. This is not some kind of removed discussion from us. Our families were victims of this. Certainly they ought to be removed.
Therefore, everybody associated with slavery in terms of any public monument to them.
When you look at the fact that public monuments are supported by public funds, you're asking me to subsidize the insult of my family.
Then I repeat, Thomas Jefferson had slaves.
And I would repeat that the public should not be paying to uphold somebody who has had that kind of background. You have private museums, you have other things that you may want to do that.
All right.
You mentioned Thomas Jefferson.
All right, but you heard him, and that was Reverend Al Sharpton. He feels like you need to take down those monuments, even the Jefferson Memorial monument, because that Thomas Jefferson owned slaves. And so it need to be taken down. And so you heard for yourself, ladies and gentlemen, we done started going down this road. We done started going down this pathway. So since we are going down this road, it seems like a road to destruction, ladies and gentlemen. In other words, I mean, we got hundreds or thousands of these monuments all over the nation. That's just tearing down the country. That's basically what we're getting ready to do. But not everybody think that way. Not everybody think that way. I want you to hear an NAACP leader from Pennsylvania. She speaks out against removing these monuments. All right, you can hear it for yourself.
And NAACP leader just broke her silence on Confederate monuments, sets media on fire. After the events in Charlottesville, Virginia, the entire left seems to be at an upheaval in an attempt to take down every Confederate monument in the nation. However, one elderly North Double E camp leader had something to say about this that sparked a lot of attention. I think it's all senseless. All senseless. Esther Lee, president of the Bethlehem, Pennsylvania chapter of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, said Tuesday, WFMC reported. At Bethlehem City Hall, members of the community, government, and spiritual leaders meet to speak openly about the events that are taking place. What she says next blew the media's narrative out of the water. We're 108 years in as NACPRS and we might think things would improve, but they do not. You know, we still have this factor about black and white, Lee told WFMZ. What does that have to do with it? I bleed red blood. Lee is appalled at the left for trying to destroy, vandalize, and remove the Confederate and historical monuments from the face of the nation. You know, that's history. That was in that point in time. You can't eliminate what history is. So I disapprove with young people pulling down those statues, she said. A young woman died. Two officers were murdered in a plane crash, and all for what? Because somebody in their mind decided, we don't need to look at that anymore. She continued, referring to the violent rally in Charlottesville, Virginia last weekend. It shouldn't be, she added. Lee does not agree on everything President says, which is okay. However, she is in agreement that these monuments should be left alone. I would pray that he would gain the strength to do what's necessary in the job, at least for these 4 years, she told WFMZ, adding that hate and hurt don't need to win, despite the way things are right now. NBA superstar Charles Barkley also strongly opposed the taking down of the Confederate monuments as well. It's good to see that there are still people on the left who see this as a step in the wrong direction for the country.
All right. So you see that there was an NAACP lady, a leader. She just broke her silence on the Confederate monuments. She feels like we don't need to be taking these things down. Why? Because that's a part of history and you can't erase history. Now, the thing about history, you need to learn from it. You need to learn from it and don't repeat those ugly things of history. Yeah. But trying to remove history, no, you're not going to be able to remove history. It's a part of our history, but you can learn from it. It's just like a scar. When you go through something and you can hurt yourself, and that scar, you won't be able to remove that scar, but it acts as a reminder. You know, don't make that mistake again. Don't go down that pathway. And these children, they need those reminders. They need those reminders. But this lady here, she was not the only one. She was not the only. So we see a leader. I want you to hear from a Hall of Famer. At the end of the tape, you heard about Charles Barkley. And Charles Barkley, he made some comments. Now, so you see the ladies, her comments was different from Al Sharpton. Now, Al Sharpton, he did bring out something that need to be considered. He talked about this thing is personal. He talked about how his great-grandfather was a slave. And how, you know, there's some mixing going on between his family and the white slave master, and where he got, you know, white blood and what have you. And so he made mention about the slave master sleeping with the slaves and things like that. But in those personal things like that, how do we deal with those hurts in the past? The Bible teaches us that we must forgive, ladies and gentlemen. You have to. You can't keep holding on to these hurts in the past. You're going to be a mixed up, messed up person if you just keep going around holding on to what people done, how they done treated you, or how people done treated your mama, or your daddy, or your granddaddy. As a matter of fact, if they was here today, our grandparents, and bless their hearts, and our mothers and fathers, they would tell us, listen, don't y'all treat them like they treated us. They treated us mean. They done us wrong, but don't y'all do them wrong. Y'all forgive them. That's the way my parents would teach us. That's the way my grandparents, they would say, yeah, they done us wrong, but don't y'all act like them. But today we got folks acting just like the Ku Klux Klan. The old racist white man. We got folks acting, we got black folks pulling the race card today and acting very racist. But like I said, I wanted you to hear from yourself. Not everybody is thinking like Al Sharpton. This lady from NAACP, she ain't thinking like that. And listen to
Charles. I'm not going to waste my time worried about these Confederate statues. That's wasted energy. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to keep doing great things. I'm going to keep trying to make a difference, number one, in the black community because I'm black. But I'm also going to try to do good things in the world. I'm not going to waste my time screaming at a neo-Nazi who's going to hate me no matter what. And I'm not going to waste my time trying to worry about these statues they got all over the country.
So do you leave them up and ignore them?
Or do you always ignored them. Rick, I'm 54 years old. I've never thought about those statues a day in my life. I think if you ask most black people, to be honest, they ain't thought a day in their life about those stupid statues. What we as black people need to do, we need to worry about getting our education. We need to stop killing each other. We need to try to find a way to have more economic opportunity and things like that. Don't waste. Those things are important and significant. You know, I'm wasting time and energy screaming at a neo-Nazi, or, man, you got to take this statue down.
All right, you heard Charles Barkley. He says that he's not going to waste his time focusing on these statues. So my question is, are we wasting time focusing on these statues? Are we wasting time? Let me ask you again. Are we wasting time? He brought up some very interesting points. He said, number one, he's not going to waste no time. Number two, he says he's going to ignore those statues. The man asked him, so what, you just going to ignore them? He said, I've always ignored them. Now, let me ask a question. Because he brought up something very important. He said, if you ask the average black person, if they would be honest with you, if they would be honest with you, they haven't thought about them statues a day in their life. Like he said, he hadn't thought about them statues a day in his life. Yeah, you walk right past them statues. A lot of statues of Robert E. Lee. We didn't even know that was Robert E. Lee, if you tell the truth. If you tell the truth and shame the devil, a lot of us didn't know who that man was on that horse. That person that was standing up with that lit hat on and had a lit cane. We didn't know whether that was Robert E. Lee or whether that was Colonel Sanders holding a cane there. We didn't know who it was. If the truth be told, I think Charles Barkley is on to something, ladies and gentlemen. I think he's on to something. And he's been voicing what I've been saying all along. I just think that all of this thing is a diversion. It's a diversion. It's a diversion tactic. Because, see, the thing is, why come all of a sudden they are pushing these tearing the statues down when President Trump has become president? Why they didn't really push it when President Obama was president? I mean, because they had a president that probably would have signed an executive order to take down all of these statues. Why they wait till Trump get in office to really been pushing. Now, I know, you know, a lot of this was in the making, you know, the last, you know, 2 or 3 years of Barack Obama presidency. But why come all of a sudden they taking it to the street? Is it to make President Trump look bad and to make him comment? Is it because they're trying to take him down? I think that's what this is all about, ladies and gentlemen. These people are sad and mad. They so are losers. A lot. I mean, these people who lost the election, they just can't. They can't handle it that they done lost. And because of that, they about to tear our country apart. They're about to tear our country because they had a president. They had a president. President, they had 8 years with President Obama. They could have went on and said, "Hey, President Obama, take these statues down." And more than likely, he probably would have went on and and signed. Yeah, yeah. If any president was liberal enough to take it down, President Obama would have probably went on and had them taking it down. Yeah, yeah. I mean, since he was a black president, he was black. They could have forced his hand to take it down. Why come with Trump? I think that this is a diversion tactic to try to take Trump down to make him look bad. But it's causing the country to be split. But going back to Charles Barkley comment, he said that he think black people should be focusing on three things. Number one, they should start focusing on getting their education. That's the first thing. Black people need to focus on getting their education. Number two, he said black people need to stop killing one another. And then number three, we need to focus on economic development. Focus on economic development, bringing some good jobs to our own communities, ladies and gentlemen. And I've been saying those same things for the longest. I just think that as long as we're focusing on the monuments, that's distracting us from focusing on getting our education. As long as we're getting out there in the streets and marching and tearing up stuff, we shouldn't be out there. Them kids need to be in college. They need to be in, some of them need to be in high school and get your diploma, get your BA, BS degree, get your associate degree so you can get you a job. Yeah, and get you a family. Yeah, get you a job. And in a lot of cases, you already got your family, so but you need a job to take care of your family so you can get your family off welfare. Yeah, yeah, that's what need. And then stop all this killing. Stop all the killing one another. And so I think Charles Barkley is on to something. Now, something that was not brought up by anybody, but I always, you know, ask what's next. As a leader, you got to always try to see into the future. My question is, okay, once we take these monuments down, then what we going to replace them with? Yeah. Because, see, that's how the devils work. I've been around him too long. I know the devil. Yeah, yeah. The Bible tells us, be not ignorant of Satan's devices. When Satan gets you to take down one thing, that's because he want to put up something else. So what are we going to put up? What are we going to put up? See, that's how it was over there in Germany. They start taking down a lot of the statues and stuff. Then they start putting up statues of Hitler and stuff. Yeah, so what we going to do? Whose statue we going to put up? What statues we going to replace? And then once we get them statues up, are we going to have to start worshiping those statues? Because once they put up those statues of Hitler and stuff, they had to salute them. Yeah. And see, so that's going right back to the Bible. See, and none of the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun, ladies and gentlemen. See, when King Nebuchadnezzar, came into Israel, they tore down the temple. They tore down Israel's temple. I'm reading in the book of Jeremiah. They tore down the Israel temple. They burned it up. They tore down everything that reminded the people of Israel and their God. And then when they got over into Babylon, you read the third chapter of Daniel, then they built a monument. He built a monument 90 feet high. Yeah, 90 feet high. He built this big old monument. And then he said, now when you hear the music, I want everybody to bow down and worship this statue. He built a statue, really, of himself. And three Hebrew children, they decided that they would not bow down. They wouldn't go along with the flow. And as a result, they were stowed in the fiery furnace. And you know the story. God was in the fire with them, because the Nebuchadnezzar said, did not we throw three men in the fire? He says, but why do I see four? And the fourth one looked like a son of God. If Jesus Christ was in the fire with them. Listen, listen. Who are you going to travel with today? Are you going to go with the majority? Are you going to go with the flow? Or are you going to go against the flow? Because if you go with the flow, if you go with the flow, it's going to take you to destruction. But if you, and it's going to lead to death, ladies and gentlemen. But if you go against the flow, if you be like the three Hebrew children, you will see that you're going to be going with Jesus rather than going with the crowd. And I don't know about you, but I want to go with Jesus rather than going with the crowd. All right, that's it for today. Thank you so kindly for joining us. Listen to us all day long, because we're in your corner right here in the Situation Room.